I picked that out. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. Oh, my goodness. Whew. Wow. If this were a Pentecostal church, we'd all be jumping up and down, wouldn't we? Oh, that reminds me of a story. I pastored a little Baptist church way out in the country one time, and we were surrounded by Pentecostal churches. So every one of my church members had relatives who were in the Pentecostal church, and there was a story that was circulating about one lady who was particularly fervent in her practice of her Pentecostalism. And one night in church, they were having a big thing going on. She said, "Oh, I got the Spirit. Oh, I got the Spirit. Oh, I got the Spirit down in my whoopee." She never heard the end of that one. Don't you dare. As you've heard from our announcements and our affirmation and so forth, you know that this has been our month of possibility. And I've shared with you through the month about possibility and prosperity, possibility and love, pregnant with possibility. And today I want to share with you about creating possibility. Now, we define possibility as the state or the fact of being likely to happen. And I've added to that a little bit of a definition that all levels of possibility exist within the cosmic field of substance. And keep that in mind as I want to share with you a bit of Charles Fillmore's writings here as well. We are all in our personality wearing the mask that conceals the real, the spiritual, the I am. Any declaration humankind may make in which the name of Jesus Christ is used reverently will contact the Christ I am and will open the mind and body to the influence of healing spiritual rays. When man thinks or says I am, he is potentially giving freedom to the seed ideas that contain in their spiritual capacity all of being. The natural man in his narrowed mental comprehension barely touches the seed ideas that expand in the Christ man to infinite power. The more we dwell upon and expand our I am, the greater looms its originating capacity before us. The Christ substance and the Christ life are accessible at all times and in all places to the one who awakens his I am to spiritual omnipresence. Now hear that statement again. The more we dwell upon and expand our I am, the greater looms its originating capacity before us. Now as we consider this matter of creating possibilities, I want to introduce you to something that I've not spoken about here before. And that is this. Shoshin. Has anyone heard of that before? The word is translated as beginner's mind. Now, it's not often that we utilize this capability that we have, this possibility, but it's time that we do, I believe. So I want to share that with you today. And one of the quotes about beginner's mind that I really liked is, "In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the expert's mind, there are few." Now, is it not the goal of us to become experts in spirituality? But there's a bit of a danger there as well, because if we become experts, then we are closed to so many of the possibilities. So I want to invite you and encourage you to consider having beginner's mind as we talk about creating possibilities. Now, there are a lot of possibilities out there in the world, and you can go out into the world as an expert, and you can find all kinds of possibilities and manifest them, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever, but I firmly believe that there is more than that, if that sounds vaguely familiar to you. There's more than that in the world, and that is what we can create for ourselves. Now, if you go to buy a new car, you can go to the dealership and say, "I want that one," and pay for it and get in it and drive away, right? Or you can go to the dealership and say, "Now, wait a minute, I want this color with this interior, and I want these tires, and I want these wheels, and I want this engine, and I want this, and I want this, and this," and customize your car, and they'll get it for you. So you can drive away in your customized car. Bev and I started watching car shows where these guys take old cars and make them brand new again. And people come in and say, I want this. And the guy will roll his eyes and say, I don't know how we're going to make that happen. But they make it happen. And it's wonderful to watch that. And so is it with us. Again, we can go out into the world and find all kinds of possibilities out there and engage those possibilities and live a relatively full life doing that. But I think that there's more that is possible for us if we are willing to go through the process of creating those possibilities for ourselves. And that's what I want to share with you this morning about this creation using beginner's mind. Now, Bev and I are having a great time with our 2-year-old granddaughter, 2.5 now, I guess. And watching her grow, it's just been absolutely amazing. Those of you who are grandparents know how that goes. I saw a bumper sticker one time after I'd become a grandparent that said, if I'd known grandkids were so much fun, I would have had them first. I don't know how I would have felt if I was one of their children, but anyway. It's great watching them. And the thing that amazes me is their sense of wonder. She was over at the house around Easter time. We were going to dye eggs. And we put this white egg in this cup. And, you know, she was wanting to get it. And she said, no, wait. And finally we pull it out. And her eyes got big and it was bright yellow. And she said, oh, wow. And we say that to each other all the time now when that happens. That's beginner's mind. The mind that's open to all kinds of possibilities and not tied down to one thing. And be the capacity to be amazed. Now, would it make a difference if we go into our spiritual practice with beginner's mind instead of expert's mind? Yes, it would. So I encourage you to play with this a little bit. It may be uncomfortable for you, and I say, good. Get used to it. Because if we're going to grow, we're going to have to be uncomfortable at one time or another. So as we go into this experience with beginner's mind, we see things differently than we have seen before. We experience them differently. I'm going to give a little bit of an example here, okay? All right. That's the sound I make when Bev kisses me. Now, your expert mind is saying, as my lovely wife did, that's not a very dignified thing to do. I mean, to make that noise during a sermon, well, and on it would go from there. The beginner's mind would say, oh, wow, yes, you're here again. Isn't that fun? All right, I'm done. So when we take beginner's mind into the world, we see things like we didn't see them before. And it's not just with children. It's not just being innocent. Adults can do that too. Most of you know that I've had both my shoulders replaced with metal. And the interesting thing about it is that both of them are upside down now. Somewhere along the line, an orthopedic surgeon said, you know, what if we turn this thing upside down? You know, what if we put the ball on the top and the socket on the bottom? If you have the shoulder that God gave you, you got the ball on the bottom and the socket on top. Well, they turned it around for some reason, and it works pretty darn well, all right? I love it when they listen. So beginner's mind comes into play in many situations where we look at things without any preconceived notions. We look at things without saying, it has to be this way. It has to be over here. It has to be right side up here and inside out over here. It has to be this way. Beginner's mind says, wow, let's see what the possibilities are. How about this? I find myself saying that a whole lot, especially when I'm studying, preparing for sermons. And the sermon comes together. It's 1, 2, 3. And they always say that the perfect sermon is 3 points in a poem. And sometimes I get that together and then I say, well, what if I took this and put it down here and I twisted this around and I threw that away and put something down? That's beginner's mind. What if? What if I do this? What if I do that? And that's really important for us to think like that, to be like that. It changes the way we experience the world. Now, again, there's nothing wrong whatsoever to go out in the world and accept all the default opportunities that are there, possibilities that are there, and live them out, and that's fine. But there's more than that. And the fact that there's more doesn't mean the other is worse or less or anything else, but just for you to know that it's there. And that living in that beginner's mind makes such a difference for us. Now, I want to share with you three things that we can do to create possibilities. Not just accept what's there, but to create for yourself your own possibilities. One is thinking. Thoughts are things, as we are taught in Unity. Thoughts have power. Thoughts are formative. Out of the formlessness of substance and the unending presence of substance, we form ideas with our thoughts. Now, that's not new to you at all. However, what if you think with the beginner's mind? What if you think not the thoughts that you've been taught, but thoughts that you've never been taught before? One of the biggest compliments I ever get from anybody when I'm teaching is when they say, "I never thought about it like that before." And I, yes, it came through. It worked that time. So being able to step into that beginner's mind and look at our thoughts and be deliberate about what we think. We use this, what's this technique in Unity where we repeat things over and over? Yeah, affirmations. We don't do that just to sound holy or spiritual. We do it because there's power there. An affirmation is a statement of truth. And we use those in a powerful way. And we can use those with the expert mind, saying this affirmation will bring about this result and that's it. And that's okay. However, if we use affirmations with the beginning mind, there are no limits. We don't have to be linear. We don't have to go, an affirmation we use doesn't have to be proper sentence syntax. And it doesn't have to move from here to here. It can move from here to here. Or the other way around. It doesn't matter when we're in beginner's mind. It can be anything. So using those affirmations, those statements of truth that are formative, are different when we do it with beginner's mind. Now, second thing that we can do, not only using our thoughts, but using our feelings. And you've heard this before. This is not new, that feelings are the juice that makes things happen. If somebody walked in the back door back there and said, "Well, you know, there's some evidence here that this place is on fire. There may be some smoke in here in a minute, so you people ought to be moving here." You're not moving. You're not doing anything. What if somebody runs in and says, "Fire! The whole place is on fire. You got to get out of here. You're going to die." I suspect most of you would be moving rather quickly after that. Why? Because of that feeling. Feelings energize. Thoughts form ideas, and feelings energize. It's the juice that makes things move. Now, this is true if we use the expert perspective, and it works. But what if we take the beginner's mind with feeling? Remember Steve Martin? You know, he'd come out with an arrow through his head, playing his banjo and having happy feet. I wouldn't dare try to imitate it. But the energy around that, the feeling around that was just, you can just feel it, and it's contagious. When's the last time you did a happy dance? When's the last time you jumped up and down? When's the last time you just screamed with delight? Like kids, when's the last time you ran around the sofa three times laughing? Beginner's mind says you can do that, and it's okay. And when you think a thought with beginner's mind that opens up a new world, and then you energize that thought with feeling from the beginner's mind, things begin to happen. Things begin to open up. You begin to create opportunity and possibility of your own, and not just the default possibility that is out there. And then there's a third step. In addition to thinking and feeling, there is doing. And doing actualizes. It puts things in motion. It makes things happen. And we can do that with the expert mind. A lot of people do. And it's great. It works. But what if we do with the beginner's mind? What if we step into a place that the expert mind says, "Oh, no, you shouldn't step there. You shouldn't go over there. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't be that." That's okay. But I'm going to do it anyway. Because if we are in the beginner's mind, there are no limitations. There's no reason not to do, not to express things that have never been expressed before. So we enter into that beginner's mind, and it opens up all kinds of possibilities. Yes. And if you study history, one of the interesting things is read about some of the great inventions down through the years. I'd be willing to say many, if not most, inventions come out of the beginner's mind. One of my favorites is Morse, who invented the sewing machine. He was kind of stuck in developing this thing, and he had a dream one night, and he was being chased through the jungle by a bunch of natives, and the spears had holes in the end of them. And there was the sewing needle. And instead of being an expert mind and saying, well, that was a dream that I had, and I was just burning things off, and I'll just let it go, he said, whoa, wait a minute, look at this. And he realized in that dream that he had the answer to his problem. He had the sewing needle in the dream, thus the sewing machine now. That came out of beginner's mind. His willingness to be open and accepting that which was out of the ordinary. And it goes on and on. So many of the great inventors, Bell. He used to take cat naps all the time. And he would get inspiration during his cat naps to go on and do his work. And you hear this story over and over again. Why? Because the beginner's mind is powerful. And it is for us. And out of that, we can create our own possibilities. Now, are there a lot of possibilities out there in the world that you could engage with and be fine? Absolutely. There's a lot of them out there doing that. But if you would like to do something else, if you'd like to customize your possibilities, if you would like to create your own, you know, I'd say to you, be careful what you think, be careful what you feel, be careful what you do, and do it with a beginner's mind. Be deliberate about it, and be active and full. Seemed like there was another story I was going to tell you. Nope. Gotcha. So let me mention just really quickly in closing, three areas where this can apply. What about relationships? How would you like to create your own possibilities in relationships instead of accepting what just happens? That can happen. What about your career? Could you use this beginner's mind in looking at a change in career or a beginning of a career? Thinking about it, feeling about it, and doing something about it to create your possibilities as far as a career would go. And then just everyday experiences of being in the world. If you walk out into the world with beginner's mind and look around, it's a new world. It's not the way it has to be. You find all kinds of things to amuse you. There's a flock of parrots in Broward County that somebody let go at some time, and they've been very prolific. And they, you know, all this crazy noise. And every time I hear them, I just say, go away, go away. And the other day, I just stopped. I said, these guys are communicating. What an interesting language. Wouldn't it be fun to speak that language? That's the beginner's mind. And it was fun. It made the whole day different. So I want to challenge you to go out into the world and do what you always do, but do it with beginner's mind. Think like you've always thought, except think with a beginner's mind and know that thought is formative. And go and feel, but feel with beginner's mind and know that feeling is energizing. And then do, but do with a beginner's mind because doing is actualizing. And do a happy dance every once in a while. God bless you.
So let's look at our offering time with beginner's mind. And think about what fun it is to have this place where we gather, not only on Sundays, but things like yesterday and classes and events. It's a safe place. It's a happy place. Jesus will do a happy dance. So let's approach our giving here with that sense that each and every one of you contributes to our possibility of continuing on as Unity of Pompano Spiritual Center. So let's put our love, our feelings into that, and we do it. We give with gratitude. And we also thank each and every one of you for your giving, for your attendance, for your service. So let's bless our offering together. With a grateful heart, we acknowledge God as source of all that is. Today, we let go of any concern of lack and allow good to unfold in our lives. Good is ours. Good and more good is ours. And ever-increasing good is ours. Everywhere we go, we see this good. We feel it. We experience it. We freely give it. And it multiplies itself around us. And so it is.